This episode of Speakers of Heidelin is made possible by our generous patrons like Chris, Craig Marshall, Clinway, Metallico Phalion, Ariel, Adam James, CeeLo Redwind, Dimos, Christoph Haas, Sentra, Amy Varus, Infinitron, Casey Schaefer, Alex Bowes, Bobby Forbridge, and Omegicat Comet. Support the show and become a patron today at patreon.com/speakersxiv.
This is Speakers of Heidelin.
Good evening, Aorcians. Welcome to Speakers of Heidelin episode 61. I'm Lukeel Bravestone, and I'm joined by Myla Vanadar today.
Hi.
It's just the two of us today.
We can make it if we try.
We will certainly give it a go. Yes, we'll probably be back next episode, or maybe as soon as possible, I guess. So don't worry about that. This is episode 61. We have some stuff to talk about today because the 4.1 website launched the other day. No trailer yet, but we're going to get into this. And then some additional updates from the dev blog, and Yoshi P retracting his previous statement about world clears for the ultimate fight, which we'll also discuss. Before that, let's talk about some channel updates, as usual. You've probably noticed that last week's episode was not put up on YouTube iTunes. I didn't realize until we got to the post show that, the audio levels were set to Remnants of a Realm settings, which means that it's difficult to explain, but basically my audio was like almost gone. Like you could barely hear me. And I tried to fix it, but it was just so far gone. So that's what it just, episode 60 is just gone. I think it's on Twitch right now. But it will probably... Also, my cat is meowing.
Can I hear Tifa?
Yeah. yeah, what was I saying again? Yeah, if you're
on Twitch... You're saying that it's on Twitch.
It's on Twitch, but I think today's the last day.
Catch it while you can, guys.
Well, you can. If you're watching
this... What an episode.
If you're watching this on video on demand, sorry. It's probably gone now. I have the recording. I have the recording, so maybe one day I'll... When technology has come far enough, I can restore the audio. But right now, it's impossible. It's just awful audio, basically. And I tried to increase like the audio levels, and it was just like you could just hear like a buzzing sound because it's so low. Patreon exclusive. There you go. lucky people. why do you delete the Twitch ones? I don't delete them. I don't think I can save them. Can I? Because they delete automatically after like 7 days, I think. Maybe I can change them. Actually, I haven't actually checked into that. Maybe I'll check into that later. Maybe it's changed. Remnants of a Realm was released yesterday. So that's good. So next week, that means next week is Remnants of a Realm.
No.
Secrets of a Realm. Secrets of a Realm is next week. Also, I mean, this is happening. The audiobook I didn't actually promise it. Well, then I ended up promising it. So the Tales from the Storm audiobook thing that we're doing, I've already recorded my first episode.
Wow.
Yes. And that's going to go up for editing tomorrow, I think, and should be out. I want to say Monday, but it could also be Tuesday. Depends on how much prep work I have to do for Secrets, which usually is quite a lot. So we'll see. But it will be out for Senior Master and Supreme speakers on Patreon. It will never be released on published on YouTube, at least not yet. So That's a perk for Patreons. Yeah, well, I also got some messages about people wanting me to do the full creation myth, to read that. We'll see. Let's see how Tales of the Storm is going first. Also, host, I just want to mention that because previous episode didn't release, I have to point out that we no longer accept applications for the host's position. That has now been locked. There's nowhere to apply anymore. I actually have the applications here in this document. So we're starting the interviews next week. So
exciting.
Yeah. I think there's like there's just one left that I haven't sent out interview date for. But he will get it tomorrow or today, I guess. So yeah, look forward to that replacement for Orange finally getting somewhat close. Okay, let's get to the main content. 4.1 website was launched a couple of days ago. Was it yesterday? No, it was...
A little bit before that.
I want to say Tuesday. I can't remember the date, which is perfect. Typical speakers. Anyways, that website has a lot of information. Oh yeah, also want to point out that we now have... Yeah, I'll have to point this out on YouTube. They rolled out the new... I think they're trying to go after Twitch now. There's a sponsor button now, which I think is their like sub option. I don't quite know how it works, but if you don't want to sub on Twitch, you can sub on YouTube. I don't know how the alerts is... like if we can get like an alert on screen when you do that. So it's a little bit scary since it's so new, but hey. Anyways, 4.1 website launched the other day, and there are four main points that there's a lot of buttons, but only four of them you can press. main story, Return to Evil East, Drowned City of Skala, and Shirogane, or Housing. So in the MSQ section, now let's see if Lakila's done this correctly. He has. in the MSQ portion, there's a tiny snippet of text which I will read out here, and it sort of hints to what the main story in 4.1 is going to be all about. The liberation of Alamigo signals the end of an era of tyranny. Here, on the cusp of a new age of freedom, her people must decide how they will greet their future and reconcile with their past. What path lies ahead for Lise and her efforts to rebuild the nation? What choices plague for Dola from within her prison cell? And to where will Rauban return, now that the dream for his homeland has at last become a reality? Which is something I didn't really think about. He's always wanted to liberate Alamigo, but he's also, like, a really important person in Uldah. Like, where's he gonna go now? Is he gonna go back to Alamigo, or is he gonna stay with the Sultana in Uldah? That is actually a quite interesting plot point, because I always thought that once the Sultana eventually abdicates, he would become the first president of Uldah. That's like the dream. That's interesting. He will probably stay in Uldah, don't you think?
I imagine he'd probably stay in Uldah, yeah.
Yeah, because... It would be like such a betrayal if he left the Sultana.
He can't become like the king of Alamigo.
Oh yeah, that's true. There's still do you think they'll keep the monarchy?
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess.
Maybe.
Yeah. That's interesting, that, cuz how will they choose the king and or queen?
It'll be Lise.
Queen Lise of Alamigo.
Queen
Lise. That's quite the time. Yeah, maybe, but maybe they'll find like someone who's let.
Or Alfin now? Can you imagine him leading a whole country?
King Alfino. Oh,
King
God. That's sad. That's a sad picture there. No, I think. I would assume maybe they will try to find someone left from the original royal bloodline, if there's anyone left. We know that mostly they are. I mean, we still have... Is the theory that Lise is that still dead? Is it dead or is it still alive is what I'm trying to say. Because everyone speculated that Lise was of royal blood, that she was a princess in disguise. She was in disguise, that's for sure. not the disguise we thought she had, but she could potentially still be a princess.
There's always a chance, isn't there?
Yeah. Lol, Alfino couldn't even lead the Crystal Braves. That is very true.
Oh, God, that was a good... I missed the Crystal Braves. They were cool.
That whole
MSQ, snippet kind of reminds me of 2.x, which I'm not...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it kind
like,
of...
The whole big thing's gone, and now it's like they're sorting everything out, all the politics.
Yeah, yeah.
Exciting.
That's true. It is pretty much the same outline of the main story, I guess. But I'm guessing they're going to do... there are a couple of plot points here. For instance, for Dola, which...
Of course, yeah.
I have a feeling she's going to turn good.
I hope so.
She does look, on this picture, she looks not as aggressive as she used to.
But didn't, she, I mean, she's been like tampered with by Gardemold.
She has. And she's pretty brainwashed too. Can you like ever get that out? I have a feeling she might pretend to be good and then like backstab everyone.
Oh no.
In the next picture here, confused me a little bit, but because I can...
Oh yeah,
that's an Alan Megan resistance fighter in the background there, and it seems to be facing them, doesn't he?
Yeah, they're in like the palace fighting the Ananta. Why are they doing that?
Maybe there are some... I don't know, it's such a weird picture. It is in Alamigo, and that is in... Is that the palace? Yeah, those are the lions.
Little lions, yeah.
Yeah. I guess there's still some parts that they have to conquer, maybe? Maybe there's, like, some parts...
Why the Ananta there?
I don't know. Remember, they did side with... Like, one tribe did side with the... with Xenos and his crew.
So true.
That might be them, I guess. Someone is pointing out the hostile tribe. Yeah, I think that's them. It still doesn't explain the this Alamegan dude here, because I do feel like he's like, because he should be like over here facing them. Why are they facing away from them? Like that dude too. Huh? I don't know. One thing I have to point out is Doma is not mentioned here at all.
That's true. Good point.
Isn't that a bit strange?
That's very strange.
Because I understand that... No, I actually don't understand, because... Yeah, I guess Stormblood is mostly about Alamigo. But, I mean, they did introduce a whole new continent with almost the exact same problem. And they're, like, at the exact same point as well. They have to rebuild. I always thought that they were going to rebuild that destroyed area, that we'd see that one progressively become...
Like the one you take the boat to?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be like the new Idleshire.
Yeah. The new Idleshire, yeah.
Maybe there's nothing about Earthard and stuff, because Return to Ivelisse is kind of all the set over there.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So maybe keep the main story all over there.
I've totally forgot. Of course, that makes sense. The Othard part is probably just going to be returned to Ivelisse. Seeing as they said that it was going to be linked to the main story, probably going to be most of the Othardian main story then. There's also this picture of Pippin and Rauban.
I like Pippin.
Pippin is all right. This seems to be, again, in Alamigo, looking at the ground there. So there's obviously going to be some sort of... Maybe he's going to send Pippin to Alamigo.
Maybe.
I mean, it would make sense to keep Pippin in Uldah, seeing as he's a Lalafell. I feel like that's where he belongs. So, I don't know. Yeah, that's like the one Lalafell I like. I liked Papalimo too. I mean, that's an unpopular opinion, but I kind of like Papalimo at the end.
He was a good character. He just had an annoying voice.
Yeah, he did. Well, at the end, he wasn't that annoying. That's when he was at his best, in my opinion. He sounded like a very grown-up man trying to sound like a child in the Around the Bourne part. It was terrible.
At least he's not that stupid to let you out of legend. And yeah. Whatever the other one was.
Oh,
called.
Yeah, I also like the Sultana. I should probably also say that. After she got a new voice actress.
Nanamo All Network.
Yes. Cool. Okay.
Cool kid.
Anything else you want to say about the main... Would you have any theories about what we're going to see other than what we've just read?
I imagine... Yeah.
Go ahead.
I imagine 4.1 story. I don't want to be a bit down or anything, but it's going to be very tame. It's going to set the stage for the future one, so it's going to be really sort of lots of just meeting people.
Yeah, probably. It's probably
just cutscenes.
Blow you away. I don't see any reason there should be any conflict, the exception being for Dola, perhaps.
Yeah.
There might be some stuff going on there, but yeah, I think it's going to be a pretty calm main story. Yeah, as you said, setting up the pieces for 4.2. And then, of course, there's Return to Ivalice, which is our next point. A lot of... questions.
Many questions.
We got more questions than answers this time.
We got pictures.
We got pictures. So we have this picture here, and I'm going to read while we look at that picture. Here's the little snippet we got. This morning, residents of Kugane woke to find above their city an airship unlike any ever seen. Yet, while of Garlean design, the vessel distinctly lacked the bleak outfitting common in the Empire's war machina. No, this was the Prima Vista, private stage for the majestic Imperial Theatre Company, a troupe having won acclaim across Garlemald for their timeless work, The Zodiac Brave Story, which begets the question, why are they here? The answer to that question and more lies in the selfsame legend of which they sing, the legend of Ivalice.
I've just realized why it has a Colosseum on the back.
Mm.
It's
yeah.
Like an auditorium for...
Yes.
All makes sense now.
Well, didn't see that one coming. Final Fantasy IX is getting thrown in there. Right. So first of all, this sort of, to me, destroys the hope that this was going to be an open zone. I think that's out the window at this point. It kind of looks like this is just, if you look at it again, this just looks like the opening cutscene for whatever the raid is. And the raid is obviously Rabanaster. Let's see. Here's another picture. Oh, did I just go in? We're having some problems. We're having some problems with Discord. It keeps throwing me into AFK. I'm sorry.
That's
all right. It's weird because it shouldn't. I'm speaking, so I don't understand. Anyways, so this is the entrance to Rabanaster, which would turn out to be even more confusing because another piece of artwork was released, and I'm going to open that now and show it to you. And I'm going to explain to our audio listeners.
What a piece of art.
Yeah, first of all, amazing artwork. But we talked about the fact that Garlemald, they wouldn't attack their own. Like, this is the last piece of author that they control. Yet now they're destroying it, and they're very clearly doing it now because you can see that they're firing from their warships. Why? I don't understand what's going on in this picture, to be honest. We first talked about a sinkhole, but now it's just like a sea of cerulean flames.
It looks great.
It looks amazing, but I just it's. What does it all mean? I first thought when I read the Prima Vista being the being part of this, as this was just going to be a play.
Yes, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Like it'll all just be imaginary in a story.
That is very possible, because it is still referred to as a legend.
Mm-hmm.
So this might not actually be real, what we're looking at here.
Yeah.
But
that would be kind of sad, wouldn't it?
Yeah. If this was a... If this was a theater, like if this was a stage play, my God, the budget. I don't know. I don't know what to say because I don't understand it. I was playing with the idea that it's just Garland Mold going, if we can't have it, no one can, and then just fucking blew it up because they started to rebel as well. Because remember, that's what they initially said in the teaser for Return to Ivalice, that because of what had happened in Authard and Girabania, there was like a feeling of rebellion in that part, that part of Authard as well. Am I misremembering this? I think it said something like that. And remember, this is going to be part of the main scenario as well. I don't know. It could be a play, and it could also be whatever the fuck that is. I hope the game does this artwork justice. It's what I
hope so too. Yeah. Although if you look at the screenshot of just Rabanasta, you can kind of see the blue flames, and it doesn't quite look that majestic.
Of Rabanaster. Hold on.
Like the second picture.
This one?
Yeah, look, you can see the blue flames.
Oh, yeah, there is some... Yeah, so...
And they don't quite look how they did in the concept art.
Well,
but if that's the power Garlemald has to destroy an entire city like that, then why aren't they fighting back?
It's true.
I mean, they could obliterate Eorzea easily.
Yeah, but do they want to do that, though? I don't know if it's, like, inhabitable after that. Isn't that, like, equivalent to dropping a nuke?
Well, they don't like us, do they?
That's true. Though, looking at this picture again of Rabanaster, where you see the tiny flames, this might just be in the middle of the conflict. Like this,
that's true.
I have a feeling the dramatic picture we saw was, like, the finale of the whole thing.
So you think that will happen during the raid?
I don't know. I hope so. I mean, why make the artwork if...
And is that when we sneak down to the sewers or something?
Yeah, because the next picture is this, which... correct me if I'm wrong, chat. Is this... I think this might be the Garamscythe waterway, which is like one of the first dungeons you enter in 12. Which then makes me believe that we are going through this like chronologically. So we're probably going to go Final Fantasy XII for the first raid, Final Fantasy Tactics in the second raid, and Tactics Advanced in the last raid. Maybe? And that, to me, again, makes it more likely that this is going to be a play. Because that's a lot... There's a big gap in time between those games, so I don't know.
This is the Zodiac Brave story, so...
Yeah,
I think they are just going to be doing a play.
I have to say, Rabanaster architecture bears a striking similarity to Alomegan. Yeah, it does.
It does, yeah.
They're all like sort of like Middle Eastern in design. Yeah, I wish I could... I mean, we're only a week away now from seeing actual footage from yeah, I'm guessing they're also releasing the trailer either before, during, or after the probably after or during the live letter. They're probably going to open with a trailer, I would assume. So that's Return to Ivalice. I'm not sure if I'm disappointed that it's probably just going to be a play or not. I mean, we're technically going to Rabanaster either way, even if it's real or not.
Yeah, but if it's not real, then it means that Hydaelyn isn't part of
That destroys that theory, of course. it conflicts with what they... Remember they said that Garlemald held Rabanaster?
Oh, God, this is so confusing.
They held Dalmasca. Dalmasca was under Garlean control. So...
That's true.
I still don't get it. It's so confusing. Maybe it's like a red herring, this whole Prima Vista thing. Maybe that's just the vessel to get us to Rabanaster. The whole stage, like has nothing to do with anything. It's the Prima Vista. That would be weird, though. Obviously, it's going to play a part in the story. And of course, the play is called The Zodiac Brave Story.
Mm-hmm.
Which, again, sounds like it's going to be a play. So, I don't know. It could be one of the two. But that's all we've got. Three pictures they released for this. Two of which were of Rabanaster and the airship. So, the next part was the drowned city of Scala.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't really know much about this before, but we did actually get some backstory with this. We actually got more backstory here than the Return to Ivalice. Long ago, in the dawn of the fifth astral era, the modest nation of Scala was founded in the land of Girabania. Over the span of several centuries, its people constructed a grand city of stone at the bottom of a steep-walled ravine, but even this natural defense could not protect Scala from destruction during a terrible age of war. When the great flood of the sixth Umbral Calamity later swept across the realm, the hollow ruins of the city were lost to sight, its remnants submerged beneath a raging sea. Haunting the depths of what is now Loch Selv, Scala's silent walls lure adventurers into the salt-laden waters with the promise of mysteries unsolved and treasures unclaimed.
Exciting.
They released this picture, which I believe they've shown us before.
Mm-hmm.
But then they showed this. Which,
that one looks cool.
Yeah, this looks cool.
Reminds me of Skyrim.
Yeah, it's like very like old. You can like look at like the wall. It's like it's very like you said cryptish. It looks like a crypt.
Yeah, it just looks really cool.
I'm
quite excited for this one.
Yeah.
Although, obviously we're just gonna rush through it. Not getting a chance to look at it.
Yeah,
but...
that's sad. But yeah, that's probably what's gonna happen. The next picture here shows one of the bosses, which is some sort of...
That's good. Pony boss from Heavenswood was one of my favorite ones. So.
Oh, yeah.
maybe this will be a revamp.
Looks like a wider arena here, so probably...
That's true, yeah.
Now, as much as I want to talk about the dungeon, I think we also have to talk about the gear.
Oh, God.
Because my God, is that a special design? I've seen a lot of people calling it chef's attire. It's a chef uniform. Kind of looks like that. There's a couple of things with this picture. First of all, it looks like gear you would wear if you were making food, but also they're standing in the Azim step,
mm-hmm.
which I don't, but I had jotted this down on the page here. This is based on the healer gear that won the design contest.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess
they didn't have to base the whole.
They did.
Right.
So that's what this is. But I have to say, the Rogadin just looks like a chef.
Mm-hmm.
It. but yeah, it looks. But yeah, we talked about this briefly before the podcast. Because this is only going to drop in Scala.
Mm.
So what of the other dungeons in the expert roulette?
Either these are going to be higher eye level and it's not going to work very well.
Yeah, it has to be higher.
These are quite low level.
So it's going to be like one dungeon will give you higher eye level gear, better looking, for healers, I guess, gear, and the other ones will give you old gear, this doesn't make sense to me, but hey.
We'll see how it works.
Yeah, we'll see, I guess. Yeah, speaking of the dungeon itself, I don't think it's going to be very different from what we've had. Because I had like a hope that it was going to be a slightly different experience, because we're only getting one. But I've realized that they're probably just going to make another regular dungeon, and then probably remove Alamigo from the expert roulette, so that we maintain three dungeons in.
Can't they remove Temple of the whatever it is?
Nope, gotta do that. That's the best one.
Oh God.
So yeah, that's a thing. Now, before we move on to the house, actually, we can do the housing one first, so we get that over with. Shirogane is launching, of course. We already know this, so we don't really have to go too much into it. But what I wanted to go in look at was the now where did I put it? The different houses. So this is a mansion. I think we've seen this one before.
I think so.
Yeah. Showed a regular house, which is like a
pretty cool.
Yeah, this looks like a wooden house, I would assume. And then there's a small stone cottage.
Cottage.
Yeah, so that's basically all. Of course, the apartments, and then there was this nice city shot right there, which we've already seen before 100 times. You just have to go to Shirogane right now and stand in that specific spot to get that exact same view. But yeah, that's also coming with 4.1. Now, what everyone's asking themselves, where are the relics? Where is the Forbidden Land of Eureka? It is not listed on the website. It's not even grayed out. Do you think they would put that under additional updates?
Definitely not.
Maybe. I feel like there's space for one more button on that row, but
yeah.
Why would they gray out everything else except for... Because you can't press the other buttons anyways. So...
I feel like they should have probably just told us earlier, you know, right, it's not going to make it to 4.1, rather than keeping quiet about it.
Yeah, because Yoshi-P did say that they aimed for 4.15, but he could also go beyond that. It's weird because they just went quiet about it. We haven't really heard a lot about Eureka other than that one time they showed that one artwork that looked like the Sea of Clouds.
During the first fanfare.
They did say that 4.1 was going to be in multiple parts. Part 1 and part 2, I believe. But it does seem like everything else that is probably going to be in part 2 is listed on the website already. But it's grayed out. That's how they've done it the other times. Everything has been listed on the same... Because it is still 4.1, regardless of part. But maybe it's going to show up later. Maybe it's going to show up under additional updates. I don't know. But I'm guessing they'll let us know more on the live letter. Possibly.
But think it will be intense. How intense do you think it will be this time?
The live letter?
No, relic.
Oh, the relic. It's probably going to be... I don't really know. Because it's... With this whole, like, Eureka being the only place where you can work on your relic sort of confuses me a little bit, because I don't know what Eureka does. What do you do in Eureka to build on your relic?
Just kill monsters and do fates.
Yeah, but that's Diadem, and they've said that it's not going to be like Diadem. So
maybe once you've killed the monsters you could gather, I don't know.
It's a mystery. Maybe, oh, what if Eureka has like dungeons? But that's where the dungeons went. Guild leaves. There you go. It is the revival of the guild leaves. Battlecraft leaves for all. It's just gonna be relic guild leaves. That would be interesting. Anyways, let's move on to the UI changes. Unless there's anything else you wanna bring up? No.
That's all right.
Okay, so on the dev blog, someone posted a little update for us with more 4.1 changes. There are some good ones. More specifically, selected chat mode will now be saved. You know, when you log on to 14 right now, you always default to say.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't really thought of that as being an issue. It's not like I'm... It's just that's how it is. But from now on...
You like DC and then come back on and try and talk and then you're suddenly say.
Yeah, that's true. That's annoying. But yeah, now it will save that and remember what chat tab you last had open.
Mm-hmm.
Companion improvements coming. This was something I didn't know that I needed. But a companion timer is coming with 4.1, so it will now show up in the party list. Right around where your... Is it the MP is supposed to be, I believe? I think we have a picture of it, too. Hold on. The keel, where is it? Professional podcast.
Yes. You should check very much.
Oh, what? What?
Do you use yours much?
No. I mostly... Yeah, well, no. I haven't really used it much. But if... I don't really know what would make me use it. That's the problem. I mean, we're going to be able to bring it into dungeons soon. Is that
I forgot about that.
Is that with 4.1? Or...
I don't know.
Probably not. Or... I've kind of forgotten about that. I just remembered it right now. but yeah, it's whenever that happens, maybe I'll use it more, but probably not. Mm. I don't really have any use for it right now. Like, when you have all your characters leveled to a certain level, your Chocobo Companion sort of makes no sense, really. But yeah, it's good for those that still use Chocobo Companions. Also, as you're probably noticing, there is a minion out while your Chocobo is out, which right now is impossible, but with 4.1, for whatever, if you want to have your minion out, you can now have it out with your companion. So you can make a little mini party, little three-man party. So that's cool. That's yay for quality of life updates. Let's get to the Party Finder. Party Finder is now being changed. We'll now be able to use a simplified version. So let's look at a screenshot again, because this is a very visual post. And you'll probably instantly see how this is going to make your life easier. So this is for PvP, obviously. But here you can choose... in a custom match, you can choose what team you want to be on, and you can choose if you want to be a spectator.
Right.
That's a pretty good... That's not a new barding. It's not even a new barding.
Oh, wow.
I didn't even know that. I think the point with that photo, the picture that we just showed, was the fact that the minion was out while the barding was... I don't do bardings, guys. I don't use my companion. Yeah. Yeah, so you can now choose to be the claws, the fangs, or spectators.
What does this mean for other things? like, how is it simplified?
I would think that it would make it easier to do.
It looks the same.
Oh, alliances, perhaps.
Right.
You can choose which alliance.
That's just adding a good feature that should be in the game, not
I just thought this looked neat for PvP, though. For those
Maybe
that do PvP.
Instead of each individual party listing, like Susanna, just choose Susanna.
Yeah, because that's what I thought it was initially when I first looked at the picture. That it was just going to say, like, here are all the trials and shit that we have. Click that, and then you get a list where you can just select which party you want to join, or which needs whatever you are. That would be
The purple icon. Do you think that's the super savage one?
Oh yeah, yeah. That's probably that's ultimate for sure.
Wow, a whole.
It's getting its whole. Yeah. There's also some news about desynthesis. For whoever still does that, basically telling you that it is desynthesizable, but it also shows you the optimal value. So I'm not even going to switch to that slide. I'm just going to show this. There you go. It looks like that.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Duty action. Okay, so this was a thing that we were worried about initially. The duty action added in patch 4.0 will be categorized as a general action from patch 4.1, and you will now be able to set it on your hotbars. Again, I'm not going to switch to that because it's such a tiny... There you go. Now, when we heard this the first time, we were worried that it was now being made into like another thing that was going to clutter up your hotbar that you have to put somewhere. And there's going to be people that forget to put it on their hotbar.
Mm-hmm.
But in the second part here, there is very clearly now an option to enable the duty action input. No, wait, that's the input. Because we're worried that that's going to happen, that they remove the on-screen duty action. Now, this is the one. In this one, you can clearly see the duty action on screen there. So I think you'd have the option to use both. So don't worry about that. If you were worried like us, that you don't have to worry. They also showed this picture without actually explaining anything. Oops, sorry. Professional. So as you can see, the party list will now show more status afflictions. I think right now it only shows 4.
Maybe.
Or does it? No, maybe it doesn't.
I mean, it shows it's showing off the timer, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I'm a healer. I should know this. I'm not sure if that's new. I could have sworn that this shows more.
He says
more.
He's a healer. I've yet to see him healing.
I claim to be a healer. Anyways... looks like, again, a very clear proof that the PS3 is gone. This is the aftermath of the PS3 dropping. Look at all these UI changes we're getting now, which we should have gotten a long time ago. 5 buffs, debuffs at the moment, I'm sure. Yeah, so, yeah, there you go. looks like Lukeel replaces printer ink. No more lines. Thank you for noticing that. I did actually. that's good. All good. And this is clearly because the PS3 is gone. I'm saying it again. It is because the PS3 is gone. Because otherwise we would have received these updates earlier. Okay. So that's about it for 4.1-ish, because there's more. Yoshi P recently made a comment during the... actually, we should talk quickly about that. The Eorzean Symphony, that was in... that it just concluded... I think it had its first day yesterday. Or was it the day before? Me and dates, you know. First of all, the tracks, I've heard some of the tracks. There were like a sample. Someone released on YouTube somewhere, released like the entire mini album, I think. It's gone from YouTube now, but I was quick enough to listen. It's amazing.
Is it good?
Yeah. Why is it
is
not?
Is that the one that was in London?
No. That was the one in London was Kingdom Hearts, I think. And then they've had a... But that was just a general Final Fantasy one.
So this was just
Final Fantasy 14. And it was, from what I've heard, that was just the mini albums. It was just like 6 tracks, I think. But my goodness, it's like, because I always think that, you know, why would you listen to a symphony orchestra of Final Fantasy 14 music? Because the music is already made by an orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
Not a symphony orchestra of that size. It is very different when you hear it like that. Yeah, it was pretty damn good. Anyways, on that, during that, at the end or the beginning of that, Yoshi P made a statement about the ultimate fight difficulty. Because first he said that the world first, the biggest groups or the fastest groups, Angered, for instance, might clear Bahamut Ultimate in 2 to 3 days. That was his initial
And that's still pretty
statement.
Exciting.
Yeah, yeah. But then he said, forget about it. Forget about what I said back then. His current opinion is now, will anyone really be able to clear this? The two hints he mentioned are, when people expect mechanics in this fight, I think those two mechanics come to mind. And most people would then think twisters. And then he says, twister dives. And a lot of dragons showing up. So he then, near the end of the stream, he did say there's actually a move called twister dive. That's what it's called in the Japanese version. He emphasized again how he wants everyone to forget about what he said during the 14-hour live letter, because after going through the recent balance check, he's not sure if anyone in the world can clear it anymore.
Fantastic.
Whew. Are those just big words, or is this going to be impossible?
I hope it's going to be impossible.
You want like the big guys to fall apart?
Yeah, I do. I just want it to be so hard that they can't get through it.
I hope so too. Though I do have to say that makes like the reward a little bit underwhelming.
Very underwhelming. But no, not necessarily. I mean, even getting a title for it, to say you've beaten something that is essentially impossible is pretty cool.
Yeah, true. Do you really think that no one's going to beat it?
No, I'm pretty sure they'll beat it on the first day.
I have a feeling like that. I mean, he was pretty sincere the first time, though. He did say 2 to 3 yeah. days, so he was like, yeah, sure, they're going to beat it. Mm-hmm. But now he's like, probably not going to clear it at all.
Might just be a bit of sensationalism. But...
He's known for doing that. This is not the first time he's overhyped stuff that really shouldn't be hyped. I will never forget the one time that he told everyone that housing was going to be affordable and for everyone. Yeah, that didn't happen, did it, Yoshi P? Am I AFK again? I'm so sorry. I don't know
what is going on.
Discord shouldn't be doing that when I'm speaking.
We'll figure it out afterwards.
I was about to go, fuck it, we do it live. But no, let's... where were we? Yeah, we were talking about Super Saiyan. what an energetic episode. I'm probably never gonna do it. Maybe I'll try.
But don't you need to be 0-4?
Oh yeah, shit. So I'm never gonna do it. I mean, Yas did say that he was gonna try to carry us through it. So maybe one day. Maybe. Yeah, that's like everything we had to talk about today.
true, actually.
It is strange once a member is missing. Like, 1/3 of the podcast is gone. We can probably take some questions in this last portion of the podcast. Will we ever see another installment of Fall and Rise?
Big questions.
That's a big one. Yes, is the answer. But it's not going to be 14. It's going to be, I've said this before, I think. Oh, maybe it's just for, probably just, I've teased it to patrons. It's, ooh. I am doing the Fallen Rise of Final Fantasy versus 13. AKA 15. Is there a story behind Malice New Picture? So yeah, that was new. Is there a story behind Malice New Picture? This isn't new, but we've only used it like once, I think, when I couldn't find your original picture.
It's thanks to Orange Caramel.
Yeah.
You can thank him.
That is Orange's work. Those are actual quotes.
Yeah, I can't really read them.
It says, right, time to eat my sandwiches. And
oh, yeah, that was good.
One of them is just you just attacking the keyboard.
Yeah.
And
classic.
So, that is amazing. Which team is taking the world first? Angered.
Angered, probably.
Probably. We have to. I mean, we're from Ragnarok, so we have to go with that.
Plus, they just sort of generally do take most first.
Yeah, that's true. Who do you guys like for next year's Eorzea Vision? Okay, first of all, is that a thing? Because
I'm going for Charlian.
Charlian. Oh yeah.
They didn't do too well last year's Eorzea Vision one.
No, that was a bit boring. But usually they have a nice rebound. So usually when they do bad one year, they do better the next. So.
Yeah,
I'm going to go with that too. Although Garlemald has done a really strong... They have had a streak of wins.
They've got a good streak of wins recently. Mm-hmm. But I think Charlian's sort of getting a bit on that goblin techno vibe.
Yeah. Which is so in right now. So
it's very in.
Yeah. How many episodes of Remnants of a Realm will be done yet? So I went... That's actually interesting because I recently went through that in my head. So although I don't have it available right now, but when I do projects, I do like a full outline, so I know exactly how much I have left, and then I just fill in as time goes on. I think right now it's at 28 episodes, so that's another 7 episodes, after which I think we might be in trouble. but eventually, when Remnants of a Realm does die, because that's going to happen, I will just replace it with, and it will, Secrets of a Realm will take that time slot. And then Chronicles of a Realm will be the new Secrets of a Realm. Mm-hmm. So that's the plan right now. So
you just need to think of another one.
I have to do that, but I do have a lot of projects in my head. I just have to get them done. I overcomplicate all my projects, so they usually take a lot longer than they should to make, which is why things are so slow, because I would really like, originally I wanted to do one Remnants episode one Chronicle episode per week. That is just impossible. There's no way I'll be able to do that, at least not right now. Maybe I feel like Remnants is starting to get
thank you
Sprocket Audio. I feel like I've streamlined how I do Remnants of a Realm now, so it is going quicker than usual now. But those title cards, which take an hour and a half to render, and now also I've also made the now that I've included audio, I have like the audio player as well, that also takes a while to render. So, you know, it takes a while. But yeah, to answer the question, 7 episodes at least of Remnants left. After that, Secrets will take that spot, and then Chronicles will take the end of the month slot, and then after that, who knows? But it's probably I'm probably gonna, we have to pivot into 2.0 territory eventually, because I mean, I guess I've said that before, 1.0, you just that's gonna die eventually. There's nothing, eventually I'm gonna run out of stuff from 1.0, although I still feel like I have a lot to cover. There's like one major feature I haven't covered yet, and lots of areas. There's even a dungeon I haven't covered yet, so there's still a lot more to look at, so don't worry about that. I still haven't covered the city states, which is obviously going to happen as well. So yeah, that's a thing. Soon you will need a supercomputer to render your... Yeah, I've contacted NASA, so they're gonna borrow one.
Big fans.
Yeah. Any chance of a project showing the main scenario of Final Fantasy XIV 1.0? Yeah, that's Chronicles of a Realm. Status update on that? Still struggling with that. I said this in the post show a couple of weeks ago, that the reason why I'm struggling is because the main scenario in 1.0 wasn't just the main scenario. It was... the main scenario was just like 10 or maybe 15 quests. After which the Grand Company quests took over, sort of, as the main narrative of the game. And then there's, like, side quests that are linked to the main scenario. It's a proper mess, so I don't really quite know how to cover it. But, yeah, so it's going to be out soon. One day it's going to be out. I've made the intro. I have the general design of the UIs and stuff. Everything like that is there, but I'm still struggling with how I'm going to present it. Questions about Alt and Ragnarok. Any near plans for people to play with? You normally, our FC does not accept alts, because we're are you here, Amela?
I am
now constantly afraid that I'm going to go into AFK. I'm just going to, hold on. I'm going to preemptively switch channels.
Good lord.
To just
refresh.
Yeah,
that's shame.
We're afraid that our FC is just going to be full of alts that people just abandon. So we're just going to be like a debt-free company.
Basically, if you're an alt, you might not join the FC, but if you're on Ragnarok, you can always... whisper us.
We should make... we've said this before. We should make a link shell.
Yeah, we should do a link shell.
Yeah.
If that's of any interest.
If that's of any interest, we could probably make a link shell and gather up all the speakers on Ragnarok. Because I'll definitely play with you. That's...
Whoa.
Uh-huh. why don't you guys try Savage?
We did try Savage.
We tried Savage.
Good, it was enjoyable, but it's very difficult to get 8 full people every week.
That's the issue. Time is usually an issue.
Yeah, it took a long time to get the sort of pug people in, and then...
Yeah.
It was a nightmare.
Yeah, it was.
But it was fun.
I also...
We got, A11S to, 5% or something. We got really far with it.
Why didn't anyone do voice acting for Lucille's Mikote Galf? It disappeared. Hold on. I didn't do voice acting for Mikote Gal Friday in this... What? The Mikote in Secrets of a Realm. Initially, I was going to voice him myself. That didn't work because it was like the... Papalimo situation where it sounds like a guy trying to alter his voice to sound like someone else. And it was very obviously me, and I didn't... And it was initially always going to be like that. So when I realized that it was too late, or that it didn't work, it was too late to get anyone else to do the voice. I could have asked probably Maella or Yaz to do his voice, but I didn't. So I decided to do it like most NPCs in Final Fantasy XIV, that it was just going to be silent. Just move his mouth. So that's why. So I think that's just going to be him now. So you can make him your own voice in your head. Do you wish that OneTwinix will announce something exciting in the Final Fantasy 30th anniversary panel in TGS tomorrow? I don't have any hopes. So far,
30th anniversary has been awful.
It has been, yeah. We've ranted. Well, we haven't ranted about the 30th anniversary, have we? But so far, the 30th anniversary is like, what is it? Cup noodles and wine.
And then they released that £120 box, which had it was a cool cloud figure, but it didn't tell you what anything else was. So it was like, it's not like a 30th anniversary commemorative. It's just a random loot box.
Yeah. I think it's been poorly handled, and they've also made it like most of the stuff that you can buy are Japan only.
Well, that's another point.
It's such, again, that is definitely something we ranted about before. We don't want to become a ranting podcast, but I feel like the anniversary is like, what did they release like game wise? They released Dissidia, which for the Dissidia NT for consoles.
They released Final Fantasy 15, New Empire, quite a good mobile game. If anyone's interested in it.
We do not
out now on every single platform possible.
So 30th anniversary.
They did more for like the 25th, didn't they?
What did they do for that one?
When did they release that like really nice massive box set where they were all, was that 20th or 25th?
Oh yeah.
That's what I want.
It's one of them.
That again.
Yeah.
All the games in like a beautiful box.
Yeah, nothing. Final Fantasy 9 for PS4. I would hardly call that like... Well, I guess that is true, though. That was a thing they did, but it was just... It's not like an HD remake. It's just...
This is the mobile one.
Yeah, more or less.
The Steam version and the mobile version is now on PS4.
Yeah, I think that's more or less what it is. If the Steam version has, like, HD sprites or...
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
But still, like, old-fashioned backgrounds.
Yeah. They've nice just, like, piece. Added that effect to make it not look that pixelated. Like, it looks a little bit like it's made out of clay. Yeah, it's very nice.
It's good, though. It's all right. Looks fine.
Currently playing Kingdom Hearts while listening. Good.
Bad choice.
Shut up. What boss of Final Fantasy franchise do you want in Final Fantasy 14 that we don't Ruby already weapon. Have?
I'd love Ruby Weapon, but I kind of want Ruby Weapon to be the Savage, Ultimate Savage.
Yeah, that can still happen.
But it would fit. It would fit very well.
Yeah, because Ruby Weapon was like, was that the hardest of the weapons in 7?
Yeah, yeah. It was ridiculous.
I don't.
Yeah, the two were harder though. They were hard.
Yeah.
Emerald and Sapphire. Was it Sapphire?
Yep. Yeah, that sounds about right. Sapphire Weapon. Yeah.
And then 8 had Diamond as well, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah. I still kind of want Ultimisha. I don't know why, cool. But I just like that's like a fight that I'd just remember as being so fucked. Oh yeah, by the way, we haven't, this is probably something we should talk about in the post show, but fuck it, we're on Ultimisha right now. The creator behind Final Fantasy VIII just confirmed that Squall is not dead.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, it's true. Which I think that's sad when they do that, when they ruin the illusion.
That was a good theory.
Yeah, that was a very good theory. He also killed the rumor that Ultimisha was Rinoa.
What? That was another great theory.
I know. Which is why I don't like it when devs do that, when they like say that, nope, that's not it. Because then,
well,
it just...
if that's not it, tell us what it is.
Yeah. No. What it is what you saw. That's what it is. So
what, he gets like stabbed through the heart and then comes back to life.
Yeah. Without a scar. He got a scar across his face because Cypher just sort of barely touched his face with his sword, but he gets a big magic icicle through his heart and he doesn't get a scar.
That guy, he must just be the most bitter man ever.
Yeah. If you guys can get a promotion in your countries, what would be, which one would you like the one in the US with Amazon? Yeah.
I'd like Amazon.
Yeah. I'd like that. I would like just for once to be treated like not a third world country. Just like, because to me it's like, or actually less, we're like a fifth world country in Square Enix's eyes, because we don't even get anything. It's, I wish, just Amazon. And I know, at least in Norway though, there's a little bit of difficulty with Amazon, because Amazon only, we don't have Amazon Norway, I believe. We have to use Amazon. I think we use the British one, the co.uk one, but it only ships certain items. It doesn't always ship to Norway. So I see why it's so problematic, but I wish they just gave us an online service instead of insisting on physical locations and like old-fashioned promotion. Something like Amazon. Have you watched Daddy of Light? Or Dad of Light. I've not yet watched all of it. I watched the second episode so the other day, but I'm gonna make a review and post it on the channel
already.
No. I'm gonna watch the whole thing, obviously, and then I'm gonna make a review. Yeah,
I'll watch it tomorrow. Good. Watch a bit tomorrow.
It's actually not that bad. It's actually pretty decent.
Just feels weird though.
What,
seeing Final Fantasy 14 on like a popular website, Netflix, just seems weird.
It is also weird. It is weird that it's a Netflix original.
Yeah,
I'm it's obviously bizarre. It's not like Netflix came up with the idea, I assume, but it's still pretty weird that Netflix was like Final Fantasy 14 Japanese 14 series in Japanese
called
Daddy of Light. Because I'm guessing they pitched it with the initial translation. Yeah, it's strange, but it's actually not that bad. Okay, I have to point out something funny about the 1.0. Because I keep getting comments from people on that episode where I talked about the jump feature. There are surprisingly a lot of people that still defend that decision that Tanaka made about not adding jumps. I just don't understand that. I know a lot of people actually think that I am like a defender of 1.0, which, please, I am not a defender of 1.0. I'm just informing you of what 1.0. I'm trying to be neutral, Although I wasn't very neutral in the Fallen Rise series, but I'm trying to be neutral in Remnants of a Realm, except when there are like features that really fucked me over. So sometimes you can feel the salt. Daddy of Light is interesting, but sometimes the main character seems odd. Yeah, I get that. The dad is really sweet, though. I love the dad. Yeah.
What?
Oh, don't clip that. I love the dad. I love the dad. I think we're going to have to wrap it up. We'll be back, hopefully with Yas, next week after. And that's the episode after the live letter. So be ready for a tidal wave of information. I'm also playing with the idea of maybe I can stream my reaction. I don't know if I'm going to do that, because usually when it's so early, I don't really want to turn on the camera and I don't want to talk. So I think it's like at 11, or is it 10, or is it 9 a.m.? I can't remember the time right now, but we'll talk. We'll be back next week. Follow us on all our social media. You know how to find that. It's right above me. I'm Lakeel Braystone. I'm joined by my Levanadar. See you next Saturday, Aorcians. And remember to stay tuned for the post show if you're watching this live. Bye!
Bye!
Thank you for listening to this episode of Speakers of Hydaelyn. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/speakersxiv and on Facebook at facebook.com/speakersxiv to stay up to date on the latest from Speakers of Hydaelyn. If you want to watch the show live, the show runs every Saturday at 7 p.m. GMT, 12 p.m. PDT on twitch.tv/speakersofhydaelyn and on youtube.com/speakersxiv, where we also archive each episode in video format. If you want to support the show, consider pledging to our Patreon campaign at patreon.com/speakersxiv. Thank you.